It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne, and this morning we're bringing the news of the uprising in Libya. But the U.S. military is keeping an extremely close watch on two other Arab nations, Egypt and Bahrain. As NPR's Tom Bowman explains, that's because both countries are critical to the American military's ability to operate in the region.
Egypt's importance can be summed up pretty simply, says naval expert Norman Pulmar.
Egypt has the Suez Canal, which is vital.
A dozen or so U.S. warships pass through the canal each month on their way to the Persian Gulf. There's also a steady stream of oil tankers heading the other way to the United States and Europe. The canal closed for 8 years, starting with the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. Pulmar says the effect was devastating.
Oil prices skyrocketed because it costs more to transport oil from the Middle East to Europe and to even North America around Africa.
Military officials doubt the canal could close again, but if it does, the top American officer in the region, General James Mattis, said the U.S. would respond diplomatically, economically, and, if necessary, militarily. So Egypt matters. The U.S. may denounce the governments of Yemen and Libya for cracking down on dissent, but those countries are not vital to U.S. national security like Egypt or Bahrain, a tiny island nation halfway down the Persian Gulf in the home base of the Navy's Fifth Fleet.
The issue here isn't simply a base. That's part of it.
Tony Cordesman is a defense analyst.
The key issue is Bahrain's strategic position and the overall security of the area.
A strategic position right in the middle of the Persian Gulf. So Cordesman says U.S. warships can assure the flow of oil, keep an eye on Iran just across the Gulf, and pursue Somali pirates farther to the south. The U.S. maintains close ties with both Bahrain and Egypt, and part of that centers on the military.
Military-to-military relationships are very important.
Navy Secretary Ray Mabus.
The Egyptian military is trained with our military. The Egyptian military has gone to school with our military. They've become friends. They know each other on a personal level. It's not an abstraction. And so there's a lot of communication that can happen.
The same is true with Bahraini officers who train in the United States. Pentagon officials say those contacts give the U.S. leverage to help move those countries toward peaceful change. But Navy Secretary Mabus says those close relations are missing in Libya.
The relationship with Libya is new. It's only happened since Gaddafi agreed to give up his pursuit of weapons of mass destruction. And so you don't have that base.
The Pentagon's top military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, is touring the Middle East this week. He's visiting key U.S. allies, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates. Mullen praised Bahrain's leaders for talking with protesters and said that's a model for the entire region. Here he is on the TV network Al Jazeera.
The United States is in a position to support, you know, the peaceful evolution of the kind of change that we see.
Norman Pulmar, the Navy analyst, says Mullen is trying to strike a balance, siding with democratic protesters without alienating American friends in the region.
He has to walk that fine line because some of those despots are our allies.
The fact is, there is no fine line.
That's Michael Vlahos, who teaches strategy at the Naval War College. He says for all the talk of relationships, American leaders simply looked the other way for decades and supported repressive regimes. And now that no longer works.
There is no way to support autocratic regimes and at the same time support free expression in a democratically pluralistic way.
That may be true, but at least so far, the Obama administration has not had to choose between America's military interests in the Middle East and the people. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.